Maybe you thought that after A.J. Jacobs had told us about Zivic, the last entry in the Encyclopedia Britannica, you'd heard the last of the man reading that entire compendium. Not so fast. With Mother's Day at hand, A.J. has somehow managed to threaten and cajole his way back onto our program. A.J. Jacobs joins us from New York. A.J., nice to talk to you again. I don't care what everyone else around here says.
That's it. Well, my wife won't let me spout facts at home, so I have to find an outlet somewhere.
All right. Aside from the fact that M is for the many things she gave me, is this just another Hallmark holiday?
It is actually not invented by the evil geniuses at Hallmark. It is Anna Jarvis, a woman in West Virginia, started it in 1907. And she started the tradition of wearing a carnation. You're supposed to wear a pink carnation if your mother is alive and a white carnation if your mother is deceased.
I gather there are at least a couple of very famous, forgive the expression, mama's boys in history.
Yes, there were some. The biggest mama's boy in the encyclopedia, I think, was Austrian composer Gustav Mahler. And he was so obsessed with his mother that he unconsciously adopted a limp so that he could walk like her. She was lame in the left leg. So
that's a testament to devotion.
That is a nice Mother's Day gift. Well, I figure that Freud was around in Vienna about the same time. He probably could have paid a visit to the hair doctor.
And with the exception of Mary the Nazarene, which for religious reasons we'll exclude arbitrarily, best mother in history.
Best mother in history? Certainly. You stumped me, Scott. I couldn't think of a great mother.
You can't think of a great mother? Aside from your own, AJ? It seems
exactly.
To me I was giving
there
you a
go.
Wonderful opportunity.
Oh, man. I missed the softball. Okay, yes, my mother. And Julie Jacobs, my wife, who's the mother of our new child.
AJ, the clock is winding down, and we never like to have a conversation with you without bringing up sex, particularly gratuitously, but with a scholarly bent. Who would you estimate to be the most prolific mother mentioned in the encyclopedia?
Well, there are a few contenders there, but I would say the queen termite, which lays 36,000 eggs a day for up to 70 years, is she's up there. And she only has sex very rarely, but she's able to store what she needs for a later date.
But before we go, AJ, is any of this stuff you're saying actually true?
If you don't believe me, take it up with the editors of the encyclopedia. But yes, I believe it is true.
All right. Speaking with us from New York, A.J. Jacobs, author of the forthcoming The Know-It-All, One Man's Humble Quest to Become the Smartest Person in the World, subtitle, and the Most Overexposed Person on National Public Radio's Weekend Edition Saturday. Nice talking to you, A.J.
Thank you for having me.
22 minutes before the hour.